This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So my prediction that the Chargers win this division with a weaker schedule really plays in the middle of the season. You're starting to get dinged up. You're not playing with full rosters. It is really soft for the Chargers. Again, we've watched the Chiefs and Mahomes get blown out in two Super Bowls. It's always been the same reason. O-line's not right. Well, I think they're going into a season where the O-line's not right. Add another thing. Kansas City opens in Brazil. They have the most 7 primetime games. That's what the NFL does once you're the star attraction. They have the Lions on a short week. Oh, that's not good. They have the Buffalo Bills on a short week. Yeah, that's not good either.
That is Colin Cowherd on the Chiefs. Good morning. Hopefully that storm didn't wake you up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's like light. I
was just thinking about that Colin Cowherd clip. I was going to mention earlier when we were talking about the schedule last hour, Joe, that I was watching Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he was talking about this. And I'm like, wow, yeah, he's making some good points. I didn't look at this Chiefs schedule. And I was going to say, hey, pull up the Chiefs schedule, because I did that. And it's right. And he makes a good point about the Brazil game.
Yeah.
So last year, if you go back to last year, the Packers and Eagles played in Brazil, right, to start the season.
Yeah.
And the Eagles win the game. Well, then they go to week number 2, and the Eagles, where's the Eagles here? Hold on, let me go back to their schedule from last year real quick here, pull it up. Okay, the Eagles last year beat the Packers in Brazil. They come home and lose to the Falcons, 22-21. Mm. And it just wasn't, like, you could maybe blame it on the trip to Brazil and then coming back. And even for the Packers, they did win the next week, but they won 16-10 against the Colts, right? Like,
sure.
You're telling that in this year now, the Chiefs are going to play the Chargers in Brazil, and when they come back, who do they have here? They have the Lions after that. Coming back, I think, is that their second week game? Hold on.
No,
they have the Eagles. They have the Eagles.
Eagles.
They have the Eagles. There you go. So they have the Chargers in Brazil, and they come back and play the Eagles. So I do think, as much as we talk about, the point is the Bills' schedule being kind of conducive to this travel and the times and all that, I think the Chiefs is less like that, and there's nothing that any Bills fan should look at and think the Chiefs got some sort of advantage. You might be mad they're on these holidays and the Bills aren't, whatever.
Right.
But the Chiefs certainly competitively do not have a schedule that lends itself to them having a lot of these, you know, better weeks for them built in.
Right. It's annoying in that it does feel like whenever the Bills are not on TV, the Chiefs are going to be on TV, right? Because they're in all of these national window games and spotlight games. But you're right. Like, the consequence of that is, I mean, Cowherd just went through it a little bit, and the short weeks that you have when you go into play, I didn't realize that they play a Monday night game against Washington the week before they come to Buffalo.
Yes.
I mean, that's not only a short week, that's a short week against a pretty tough opponent.
That's right.
At least they have that game at home. And then the other thing that, of course, the Brazil game does is their travel. I mean, Jeremy had the stat earlier in the week that they have more miles traveled just in that Brazil trip than the Bills do in their whole season.
Wow.
So It's because I think it's 5,500 miles to Sao Paulo from Kansas City. So you think 11,000 back and forth. I think the Bills are like 10,200 for the entire year. Bills have one of the best travel schedules of the year. And you just look at strength of schedule. So Dennis Selman, who covers the NFL, he had a graph the other day. This is, you see a lot of different strength of schedules, right? Some of them it's based on, you know, last year's
Warren Sharp's
record.
Is based on this year's projected record with Vegas.
Okay, his are on the Vegas odds. This one is on the Super Bowl odds. Maybe okay. Maybe the win totals might be a better way what Warren Sharp does, but this one's on the Super Bowl odds. And from hardest to easiest, so one number one being the hardest and 32 being the easiest, Kansas City ranks number 11 in strength of schedule. So 11th hardest. The Bills rank 26th. So that is the sixth easiest in the league this year. So that's in your favor as well. It all kind of goes to, how does all that sound? How does all this sound? Picking the Chargers to win that division. It does, in some retrospect, maybe sound a little bit like doubting the Bills last year before the season, which there was a lot of that. But it's hard for me. It's hard for me because I want to respect what the Chiefs have done. I want to fear them because they always figure it out. And then another part of me just keeps thinking, man, look at all those games that they got lucky in last year. And more on the football end of things, like a legitimate football point, is, okay, their biggest problem last year was their offensive line, right? What did they do? They lost Joe Thuney. They traded him away. Now, he was playing out of position at the end last year anyway, but he was great at guard and he was average at tackle maybe when they kind of had to play him there. But he's gone, so he's out the window. They drafted Simmons, the first-round tackle, in the first round, and a lot of people seem to like him, but there's an injury risk there. So maybe there's a little bit of a boom or bust nature to him as a prospect because of the injuries. And then the other guy they signed, the other offensive tackle they signed from San Francisco, was immediately met with, like, really? You gave this guy that contract? He has 12 starts in his four-year career with the 49ers, and they plan on him, I think, being a part of it. And the rest of it's the same. So, I don't know, Sal. Like, I look at the Chiefs, and the question really here that I put a poll up on is, what's more likely? That the Bills have added enough to where that's what will get them over Kansas City. They've added enough. They're finally going to beat the Chiefs in a playoff game. Is that more likely, or is it more likely that you're going to have a road to the Super Bowl that doesn't go through the Chiefs? And I'm a little bit surprised to see that 65% of those on Twitter right now are saying Chiefsless road to the Super Bowl. Like, their line, that's it for me, is I don't think their line is that much better, and I'm just hoping that it finally catches up with them.
I think I voted, by the way, and I did vote for road to the Super Bowl. Not going through Kansas City is more likely.
Sure.
The reason I voted for that is I just think that the odds, the Bills have to match up again then against the Chiefs every year. Like, the odds of the Bills and the Chiefs matching up. Yes, I know they've done it three times here in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, in the playoffs. I get all that. And there's a likelihood that could happen again and continue happening as long as Mahomes and Josh are the quarterbacks. But it still has to happen. And generally, you're going to get them as between seeds 1 and 3, maybe. So you're probably not talking until the AFC Championship game. So along the way, one of them gets tripped up is more likely, or something happening in the regular season where they don't have the full season you expect, or somebody steps up a little bit, is more likely them actually matching up at the end of the year in the playoffs again.
Right.
It's not about the Bills actually beating the Chiefs. We've seen them come. Look, they were 13 seconds away.
Yeah.
They were one possession away, and they were one possession away again, right? The Bills can beat the Chiefs. I don't subscribe to the theory they just can't beat them. They haven't beaten them. They've had chances of beating them. It hasn't worked out. But you still have to play them, and everything has to have, all of those things have to come together to even let that happen in the first place.
That's right. And what could be the difference that we've already kind of spent some time on is, if you have the one seed, because really, the idea of not having to play the Chiefs on the way to the Super Bowl, if you get the one seed, that really is one of the benefits. You know, like, not to spend all this energy on one opponent, but it's tough not to. It is four playoff losses to them already. So it's going to be natural that you're going to want to do that. If you get the one seed, look how it went for Kansas City last year. I mean, they did end up playing the Bills, but the Bills had to beat Denver, which they had a pretty easy time doing. And then they had a tough challenge. I mean, that Ravens team, by a lot of metrics, was one of the best offenses we'd ever seen. One of the best rushing offenses we'd ever seen, I think more specifically. And they found a way to get through it. What did the Chiefs have to do? They just had to beat the Texans, who kind of limped their way into the playoffs. That's it. The benefit of the one seed, not only, you know, the much more obviously valuable thing to a Bills fan is if you get the one seed, well, that could be me this year. Well, I only have to play one game to get to the AFC Championship game, and if it's a home game against the winner of a Texans-Chargers matchup or something similar, yeah. I mean, sign me up. But the other smaller benefit that you would get is you're going to make Kansas City's road for themselves more challenging. And, hey, now you've got to go beat your wild card team, whatever. But now, you got to go play Baltimore in round two. Or you got to go play Cincinnati in the second round of the playoffs. And maybe you even have to go on the road. This is all, by the way, assuming that both of these teams win their divisions, which I think it's easier to assume for the Bills. But that's why I said the same thing, because I don't know. I don't think their roster is a whole lot better, and I was one that thought for a lot of last year that Chief team was good, but they certainly weren't 15-win good, and I saw a lot of games where they were getting lucky, and I guess I'm really hoping that the karma catches up with them at some point in time. But I also have people in our YouTube chat that are like, hey, you don't have to show the Chiefs respect, but show those refs respect, which I'm not going to be the refs jinx the or fix the game guy. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't see vast improvement from their offseason. I like the Bills' offseason better, you know? From all the fallout of the Brandon Bean appearance a couple of weeks ago and how, you know, we were talking about receiver, I do like their offseason a lot. They didn't get the whale. They didn't get Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson or, you know, any of these superstar pass rushers, but they added a lot on defense, and I do like the two receivers they've brought in. I do think the Bills have one of the best lines in football. Like, I didn't literally dislike anything that they've done. Kansas City, as I mentioned, like, I think the Chiefs needed to get better on the offensive line, and I don't really feel like they did.
Yeah, they lost one, lost a couple offensive linemen. They drafted one. And there's still some questions, right? Especially,
yes,
like who's,
yeah,
protecting Patrick Mahomes on his left side, you know, to make sure that they can do that right. So no doubt about that. I was going to go through the names here and I lost my page. I was going to bring them up. But either way, they've done that. They lost some guys on defense.
Yes. Yeah,
Reed, the safety.
They lost Justin Reed. They also, I'm pulling it up too. Did they lose? Here we go. So they signed, I mean, again, you look at some of their ads. Jalen Moore, by the way, is the name of that offensive tackle that I mentioned earlier.
Thank you.
Comes from,
yes,
the Niners. He, 2 years, $30 million, has started 12 of his 55 games in the NFL. And again, the instant reaction I saw from, you know, Warren Sharp and a lot of the, you know, kind of the filmy, more of the filmy break that Mina Kimes, I think, was talking about him, like, ooh, I don't think he's going to have to be a lot better in Kansas City if he's going to be worth this contract. And then they draft Josh Simmons. Josh Simmons is kind of a wild card here because that's a first-round pick and a super talented guy. And if he didn't have injury problems, he probably would have gone in the first 10 to 15 picks. But he does have an injury background. So if he stays healthy, then that could be a huge get for them. And if he doesn't, then I think you've got a pretty tough offensive line for a Chiefs team that just got dominated in the Super Bowl by a team with a great defensive line.
See, this is tough for me because I don't ever want to seem like I'm just thinking and saying something stupid like the Chiefs really aren't that good, because they are. They're great, and they have Patrick Mahomes, and right, they have Andy Reid. But I do think there's a discussion in here to think about, in some ways, what we thought about the Patriots, what a lot of the league did for many years, which is, okay, well, how much is them being great versus just like nobody in their division has done anything to mount any sort of semblance of,
sure,
threat to them?
Sure.
And that gets to your point of then you get to the one seed, then you have the easier road to the playoffs. But the problem with that thinking is once they get there, they still win. And they're,
yeah,
playing better teams. And they're going on the road and they're beating teams. And yeah. they're finding ways to squeak out wins at the end of games, right? So even if you want to get to, well, look, it's not really about Kansas City. As great much as they have Mahomes and Reed, it's really about the fact that no one can stop them from this being in a great position at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You could say that all you want, but then they win anyway, and that's the problem I have with saying it.
It's a good point. As much as, right, their road could be tougher and their regular season could look, you know, more tumultuous than it has, you still might trust them to win in the playoffs. Because a lot of it, this is why I would be hopeful, while I also would think it's more likely that the Bills just wouldn't have to play them. I would hope they wouldn't have to play them because I just feel like Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo are going to cook something up. They're going to have the answers. They're going to have three plays ready to go that you haven't seen all year that they're just going to unleash at the perfect time. And they're going to have the game plan that's right for it. You know, that's the trust I think that those two specifically have built up. So you're right. If they have a tougher road, they might still manage to make it through just based on that. So really, and then it does come down to, can someone take them out? And so far, the only team that has been able to do it, no matter how, in the AFC, no matter how vulnerable the Chiefs have looked, which they have for 2 years, the only team that's been able to do it is the Bengals. That's it. And to be fair, I don't know that the Bengals are the same. Remember when the Bengals did it? They shut them out in a second half.
Yep.
And do they,
the defense
do they,
certainly is and hasn't been.
Do they look like a defense right now that could shut Patrick Mahomes out in a half of football? Not even close. So, it, you know, this is where, when we talked a couple weeks ago about who's the next athlete that's got to win. You know, who McDavid comes up, like someone that's they got to win the championship. Because this is right after Rory won the Masters. And like the first two names you could so easily get to are Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. It really comes down to those two teams, the Bills and the Ravens. Like, come on. So one of these two, and for our sakes, obviously, we would hope it's the Bills. One of these two, they're both capable. They've just got to do it. That's it. Like, we could talk about, I'll talk about the Chiefs' offensive line probably all season. And, you know, maybe their receivers and their defense, and we'll break down what's actually going on in these games. But eventually, we're going to arrive, likely, at either the Ravens or the Bills playing the Chiefs in a playoff game. And one of these times, these two teams, not just the quarterbacks, teams got to just freaking do it against Kansas City.
I think that the Chargers are the team that you look at first and foremost to kind of pose
division.
Any sort of immediate threat to them. But I'll say what I said earlier. Until they do it, I don't know if I can believe it. Because
I know.
They've been that team before, and it just hasn't materialized.
I've believed in the Chargers so many times. It is absolutely pulling the football away from Charlie Brown.
That's right.
That is the Chargers, and I guess it comes down to how much you trust Harbaugh to be different. And last year they weren't fully formed. They hadn't really put everything together. It was a lot of players from the previous regime, but. You know, there's also the quarterback, and the quarterback imploded in a playoff game. So, do you trust him? I mean, maybe the Chargers just kind of rub off on everybody a little bit, where, hey, something's going to go wrong. And for them, they won 11 games last year, and they didn't look like it.
Would you still, let me ask a question. Would you put the Chargers, right now, who's better, the Chargers or Broncos? Who's a better team right now? Who's going to finish ahead in that division, Chargers or Broncos, independent of the Chiefs?
I probably would say that I would lean Chargers. I would lean towards the Chargers. Yeah. Now
and they did last year, right? I mean, because they were in the Broncos were the 7 seed.
That's right.
Chargers were 5, right? Because they went to Houston as the 4.
Yeah. Part of it is just I do love Herbert. Like I would feel very let down by him in the playoffs. But last year he kind of did the thing that Allen did, just to a little bit of a lesser extent, is play just a clean game, don't make mistakes, you mix in, you're crazy, you've got one of the strongest arm in the league throws that kind of pops off on highlight reels, and you know, once in a while you'll carry your team when you need to. Josh did that, remember, against, I mean, they lost the Ram game, but he did that against LA. He did that against, he was amazing against Detroit, where he had to put up gaudy numbers, and Herbert did that a couple times too. The difference there, though, again, like the difference between the two is Herbert has a couple of collapses in the playoffs, and Josh doesn't have that. It's a huge difference between the two. So, to your question, I would say Chargers, because I think Herbert, I still feel like I see a limitless ceiling because of his arm and, you know, some of the tools he has. Bo Nix, I guess I'm just a little bit more questioning that. Like, how good can he really be? Because he might have maxed out, you know? He's not like this crazy athlete. He's a good runner, actually, but, you know, with his arm strength and how much more you could do in that offense, I'll be interested to see what Sean Payton's got. Like, how much more can you do with Bo Nix than you did in his rookie year? Mark and Tonawanda wants to get on this. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just wanted to ask a question of how much pressure does McDermott have going on himself going into this year with a defensive-heavy draft and a defensive-heavy offseason with free agents? It's time that we start talking about McDermott in the sense of, oh, Spagnuolo is going to shut this guy. He's going to dial up blitzes in place. No one see. We need that from McDermott this year. And I'm not saying he's going to be fired at the end of the year or anything crazy like that. I'm not. But, I mean, pressure has to be applied to this coach because, I mean, Joey Bosa is a stud. We got faster on D. I love the offseason moves. And not to mention on the offense, Palmer and Elijah Moore are better than Elijah Moore's way better than Isaiah McKenzie was, and I think Palmer's way better than Cooper production-wise going into this year with full training. I think it's been a great offseason, my point, and I just think McDermott has to start coming through.
Well, here's the question, Mark. Here, to answer your question, here's the question. You brought up, like, the pressure, okay? That pressure only comes from the owner, right? I mean, like, we can't – you can come on the radio and you can say that you want him fired, and people have done that. There's no doubt. We hear from people every day about that. I understand, and they haven't gotten over the hump. But the bottom line is the person who makes the decision on that, like, where does that pressure come from? You said how much pressure should or how much pressure is there. That comes from ownership. So you answer that question. What do you think, Mark? Do you think ownership is putting heat and pressure and saying if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're going to be fired? Like, that's what that comes down to.
No, Sal, I'm not saying that. I'm saying from media members, from these post-game from post-game comments from you guys and questions,
okay.
That,
like what? What would you like us to ask besides what went wrong?
Buffalo news media has no say over how much pressure individuals have. Jeremy White just went national for comments he made to McDermott. So don't sit here and like act like you guys don't have say. I don't.
But what do you? How are you translating that into pressure though? Like pressure for what? Like pressure to lose their job, pressure to how they're seen. Like what is the pressure you're speaking of?
So I would say, he's not on the hot seat, right? I'm not saying fire McDermott. I'm not saying that. I think he's been great. I'm saying though, there is a line, right? You have what is his excuse? This year he has none. This is his defense. He's built it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tool this defense. They should not go into Kansas City.
But Mark, you're not really answering the question. What does that all equate to?
You're making your case for why there should be pressure on him. What I'm saying is I don't make the decision. I don't call Terry Pegula and say you should do that, or he doesn't listen. Now, hold on, Mark. Okay, wait a second. My philosophy is when you ask people questions. Hold on, are you there? My philosophy is when you ask people questions. I think what fans want is insight into the answer to the question, not telling them, you know, they suck or you should be fired. And I don't know if that's what you're asking, but it sounds like that almost. I don't know the other stuff. You want to talk about pressure? That stuff, one of the pet peeves I have is when people like this, you didn't use this word, Mark, but when people call up and say, when is he going to be held accountable? The accountability comes from people who have the power over your job. That's where accountability comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, we can ask what happened. And by the way, it has been well documented and well talked about, like the defense. They don't hide from it. We do ask questions about that. That has happened, Mark. I'm not sure what you're saying doesn't happen or hasn't been asked.
Let me put it this way. There is another type of pressure I feel like could be, but I don't know that McDermott would feel this or even care about it. I mean, I'm sure he would to some degree. There's pressure. The real pressure is what's your job status? And are you going to lose your job? And to me, there's no pressure on that front, I think. The only pressure I could really see there being on Sean McDermott, especially if, right, they look good on defense all year long, and Joey Bosa stays healthy and looks great, and they nailed a couple of the draft picks, and then they get to the playoffs, and they play Kansas City again, and it looks the same, kind of how Mark's laying it out. The pressure is not in whether he'll lose his job. It's how are you going to be remembered? Because if you keep doing this over and over and over, where you play this team in that spot and you just don't have the answers on that side of the football. Now, right, it depends. If there are no injury excuses this time, like there have been, then that'll change things a little bit. Because then you'll get more criticism. I think I haven't been super critical of the specific matchups defensively the last 2 years, mostly 2 years ago, because they were just so shorthanded that I don't know what ability they really had to stop Kansas City when A.J. Klein is having to be their starting linebacker. The pressure will be in, you don't want to go down in history as the dude that just got owned every time that you got there. And that I think he would care about. Maybe not now in the job, but Sean McDermott's not going to want to be remembered as the coach that just got buried by the Chiefs every time. You know? That's
yeah, we go on, we do a lot of, you and I and others at the station here, we go on other radio shows around the country, nationally. How many times have you gone on, Joe, where someone says, is Sean McDermott on the hot seat?
Right.
they ask us that, and my response is always the same. Hey, with some fans, like Mark, maybe, or others out there, certainly he is. Like, there are a lot of people who want to change now. There's a lot of people who think that if you don't win this year, you got to make a change. But when you ask me a question on the hot seat, I think about, is the owner going to make a change? That's right. What that comes down to. Like, how much pressure is on him to win? Like, we don't have a say over that. So Mark is wrong. We don't have a say over who gets fired or who doesn't get fired. And we can give our opinions all you want. You're right. As much as they say, Mark, we don't pay attention. They absolutely do. That's what happened when Brandon Bean came on the radio a couple weeks ago. But whatever we're saying isn't getting him to whether or not the Bills should make a change at head coach
Mark,
or not.
Mark, thanks for the call. It did lead us to a good discussion. Maybe we can get back into this with McDermott and pressure and if there are different kinds of pressure. Because, right, I'm with Sal. I don't think they're, at least the way I see it, I don't think there's pressure with the job. Time out here. We got to get to Pat Hammer. We went a little bit late there. We'll talk some weather with Pat on the Bills season coming up and kind of where these games ended up laying out. That's coming back here on WGR.
I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one, one of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
That is Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. He was hired this offseason. We're going to talk with Pat Hammer at 8:30. Moved him an hour so we have more time with Pat on the Bills schedule. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaggio. So there's the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson. And I don't think anyone is more happy that he's been hired than Caleb Williams, especially if you read the Seth Wickersham article. Really, it's more excerpts from his upcoming book about Caleb Williams in Chicago. Sal, did you read this? Did you see the details of Williams?
I saw the headline. I saw the kind of Cliff's Notes or a little bit on this. I did not read it.
So basically, I don't know how to take this in because the story basically is that Caleb Williams, like the headline is Caleb Williams sought way around going to Chicago Bears. And even more than that, a lot of the details are his father, Carl Williams. Last year before the draft, they knew he was going to go number one. Bears had the first pick. And they did not want to go to Chicago. His father is quoted as saying, "I told agents I do not want him going to Chicago. Chicago is the place the quarterbacks go to die." That's an exact quote. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of juicy, juicy quotes in here. "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." There's details in here about how Caleb Williams and Kevin O'Connell hit it off at the combine. And Caleb Williams told his father, quote, "I need to go to the Vikings." But they kind of figured, like, there's no way we're going to get you. We're not going to get Chicago to trade that pick to a divisional rival.
Right.
And eventually, it kind of gets to, okay, they both seem to be in agreement that they needed to get away from Chicago. And then after a pre-draft visit to the Bears facility, Caleb Williams believed he could be a part of the process. He said, quote, he told his dad, "I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears." And that he wasn't ready to nuke the city, which would what he thought what he would need to do to get out of there. So on one hand, I'm like, oh, okay. Good on Caleb Williams, I guess, that you decided, all right, no, I could do it for the Bears. I'm not going to make a mess here of it. But at the same time, a year later, you're also telling me all of this. You know, like, if you really didn't want to make drama or let everybody know that you didn't have any interest in going to Chicago, why am I finding out about it like 12 months later? You know what I mean?
Were these on the record open quotes from Wickersham, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Wickersham, because it's Williams said this.
Yes, yeah, they're all exact quotes. Yep. Caleb Williams told Wickersham, quote, "I wasn't ready to nuke the city." That's an exact quote from Caleb Williams about that whole process. There's a lot
very interesting that you're right, very interesting that he is coming out admitting all this, because you would think there's going to be some sort of huge backlash, right? From the fan base. But then again, he's probably doing it because he feels really good about the situation now with Ben Johnson there. And he's like, "Hey, I didn't want to go to Chicago."
That's what I mean. Why would you even crack the door open to that, though, if
right,
you're Caleb Williams?
Right, especially now. I mean, Joe, I know it's way different these days, but the same thing happened with Jim Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, we all knew Jim Kelly was... He was literally interviewed before coming to Buffalo and saying, "Would you rather be in Houston or Buffalo?" Like, he said this on camera.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to the USFL. I'm going to Houston. I don't want to go to Buffalo. Like, they had documented interviews of him saying this before they even signed him.
I've seen the clip. Was it even in the Bills 30 for 30, the clip of Jim Kelly telling a reporter, I'm sure this is like 1983, I could either live in Houston or live in Buffalo, and I'll just leave it at that. Like, that clip. I mean, he obviously is totally different on that front now, but that clip from 40 years ago, like, it exists. Someone was talking to him about it. So, this is very similar. I mean, another part of this story is that Kara Williams told Wickersham, Caleb Williams' dad, that he looked for every avenue around going to the Bears. He spoke with Archie Manning because he obviously got Eli Manning away from the Chargers. He got his son away from the Chargers. That happened 20 years ago. He talked with labor lawyers and agents to potentially kind of get the NFL CBA ruled unconstitutional, is how far they were going with it. Considered signing with the UFL. I mean, these were all considerations. They did not pull any of these levers. But again, it's just interesting that you're even telling me that all of these levers were in consideration 1 year ago. How do you expect your fans to feel about that? I would feel kind of confused, maybe. Like, put yourself in their shoes. Imagine if Josh Allen, a year after he had been drafted, had come out and said, like, I did not want to come to Buffalo at all. Like, why are you even telling me this? Why are you even making drama here where it doesn't need to? I don't mind the idea that, you know, player empowerment and trying to find your way around it, but there was clearly no way around it. There never was going to be a way around it.
All right, let's ask this question. What's his dad's name? Carl, right?
Yeah, Carl Williams.
How correct was he?
Well, that part of it, you mean like in terms of the Bears being where quarterbacks go to die?
Sure. He says this. It's an explosive kind of quote.
Yeah.
Because of his son, and he's the number one pick, and he's going to Chicago. His dad's trying to set him up. I don't love this. I don't love the, okay, my dad's going to steer me going here. Sure. Didn't love when the Eli thing happened a long time ago. I'm not defending the action.
Yeah.
But I think there's a defense to the thought process.
I think you're right. By the way, all of these are excerpts from Seth Wickersham's book is American Kings. It's about quarterbacks in the league, not just about Caleb Williams, obviously. In fact, to your question here, how right were they? I think they were right in year one, right? Like, now going forward, they've kind of answered the bell here, right? Like, hey, you went out and got Ben Johnson. Like, all right, now we're talking. Because another Caleb Williams quote in here, let me find it real quick, was about what he experienced last season. Here we go. Sheds light on Williams' tumultuous rookie season, which Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. Waldron, by the way, is the reason Caleb Williams didn't want to go there, I guess. Like, that was his biggest problem. Maybe his dad was more about the whole organization and the city.
Right.
But Caleb Williams was his concern with Shane Waldron. And here's a quote from Caleb Williams. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote from Caleb Williams, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on."
Wow.
So
Waldron and Eberflus get fired, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
In a way, unless you want to blame Caleb Williams for the reason why they were bad and being fired, I don't think anybody would do that, although he kind of fell short of expectations, of course. In a way, isn't what Carl Williams saying kind of, didn't it come to fruition? And he was being he was correct. The organization itself did that thing.
Yeah.
Nope. Ryan Poles, the GM, said, these guys aren't good enough, and we have a quarterback who we have to be better for.
Absolutely.
That's really what he did.
Yeah.
And that's what the dad said.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they're now going to get to a place, if Ben Johnson can do what he's hyped up to do, that like Williams will have every chance. I'm curious to see how that will go, because the one thing about a Ben Johnson offense that at least we've seen with Jared Goff, what is Jared Goff? Jared Goff is not a crazy good athlete. He's got a big arm. What is Jared Goff an expert at? He is a quick processor. You know, like all that play action, your back is turned to the defense and you turn around and you got to know where the ball's got to go pretty quickly. Jared Goff is an expert at that. And that's kind of these Ben Johnson style offenses all over. Tua's a quick processor. Brock Purdy's a quick processor. What is Caleb Williams not? He is not a quick processor. He is a guy that holds on to the football, takes sacks, tries to extend plays, yep, oftentimes to a fault. So that's the job for Ben Johnson. You gotta get that ingrained in this quarterback, because what's in his nature is very different, I think, than some of the QBs that have played this style of offense. But that's the job, right? Like you gotta mold him. He's a raw piece of clay. He's a crazy good arm and athlete. But man, some of the decisions that you've seen from him last year. I mean, remember the Thanksgiving game? My problem wasn't even with Eberflus. Caleb Williams didn't know the clock. He let the clock run down like 25 seconds, and he got his coach fired for it.
That was terrible.
Anyways, we're late to a break. When we come back, I've got a crazy stat/fact on these playoffs in both the NHL and the NBA when it comes to division winners. It's a crazy stat. That's coming back here on WGR. Hey, join us, and by us, me and Sal, Jeremy, Nate. We're all going to be playing golf on Monday. Double Black Diamond Golf Course in Ellicottville. A little scramble tournament. Par for a purpose. Majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, 2 drink tickets, green fee, cart, prizes. Visit WGR550.com/events to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've got a crazy stat/fact that will make the stat of the day, even though it's kind of a stat, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Sal, as we go through the playoffs, both NBA and NHL, of the 10 division winners between the two sports, 7 have already been eliminated. The remaining 3, Celtics down 3-2, Maple Leafs down 3-2. Excuse me, this would be 6 or 7 of 11. So there's 4 left. Celtics down 3-2. Maple Leafs down 3-2. Jets down 3-2. Thunder.
Win last night.
Thunder going to a game 7.
Wow.
We could have, I mean, you're going to need 4 results, but 3 of these teams are already down. We could have a conference finals in the NHL and NBA without a single division winner. How about that?
Yeah, President's Trophy team is out.
Yeah.
What do they call? Do they get an award in basketball for winning the best regular season? Wouldn't that be the Cavs?
That's a good question. It would.
I don't think they have something like that, do they? They don't have an award like they do in hockey.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, did they put banners
the
up that
they
just
had
say,
the best record, right?
They might just put banners up that say regular season.
Right.
Regular season champion.
Oh, my God. Speaking of those banners, we went through the Minecraft stuff yesterday. Max, we had him on the air.
Yeah,
and he was
it was good.
Through. Oh, my God.
It was really good.
And some of the ones that they were making fun of hanging banners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The NBA does have that trophy.
Oh, they
what
do?
What is it?
The Maurice Podolov Trophy, named after the first NBA commissioner. It was introduced in the 2023 or 2022-2023 season.
Oh, so this is new.
Yeah.
Okay. 2022 got introduced. It's only 3 years. Interesting. All right. Well, again, that's not that all 10 are being eliminated because some of these, you know, the Jets, the Maple Leafs, the Celtics, the Thunder can still advance. 803-0550. We can revisit our brief conversation about Sean McDermott and how much pressure is on him because of the Bills' moves this summer. We have a good Chiefs poll from earlier in the show as well. Get to both of those. So if you want to get on it, 803-0550 is the phone number. Pat Hammer coming up at 8:30. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.